The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Oh, and this one time, at band camp, I stuck a flute in my pussy.
Excuse me?
What?
Good evening, anal polyps. Welcome to the podcast. Look who has come into the room. It's Bob from down the hall. What's up?
What is going on, VoiceOver Chameleon?
How are you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm all right. How you doing?
In between auditions.
Who is Tim today?
Tim is being Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, give me some Arnie. Come on now.
I can't do it. I'm not a one-trick pony. I cannot just break into character.
I know, but what you've got to bring up now is how is he going to explain all the problems in California since California is about to go bankrupt?
I've heard this, and it is a lie. It's not important. It's not important. We have all the richest people in the world.
Here, let me try a little bit. But Mr. Governor, how are we going to stop the fires?
Well, we have big hoses that water comes out of them and that sprays on the fire and the fires go out. This is a procedure in which we utilize to put out fires.
Is that with water, by the way?
That's lots of water.
Okay, just trying to clarify. Thank you, Mr. Governor. So what else you got? What else you got going on?
Come on. That's it, dude.
How's my retired President George Bush doing since he's wiped all his germs on Bill Clinton?
Oh, man, this is a...
Come on, give me some Georgie boy.
Dance, monkey, dance!
Did you really wipe that person's germs all over Bill Clinton's shirt? You missed that. You didn't see that.
I'm very confused. I don't understand the news story of what you're talking about when I rubbed up
okay.
on Bill Clinton.
No, they were making fun of him because they were out shaking hands with people in Haiti. And they say that Bush is a germophobic.
And they said
he even made fun of it on Saturday Night Live before, so I'm not making it up.
Oh, yeah? You know. Oh, I didn't know
and,
that.
They had him right next to Bill Clinton shaking hands with all the citizens, the good citizens of Haiti. After he had to shake somebody's hands, he wiped it all over Bill Clinton's shirt when he wasn't looking.
And
the cameras caught it and stuff like that. So they made a little bit of a big deal.
Why are you touching me, George?
Exactly. Well, he didn't flinch, though. He didn't flinch.
He's not a pussy.
Yeah. No, I think he knows he could take it.
Bill Clinton. He's a man. Yeah.
And he's been in dirtier places.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I know it.
Yeah.
Monica Lewinsky's mouth.
Oh, you know, that is dirtier than a dog's mouth.
I'd say so, but you know, I was good at the time.
Hey, how about a dog? How about a dog impression? You got one of those?
Ruff.
There you go.
You like that?
Holy crap, we better get to the funny before this podcast gets out of hand. Apparently, J-Lo is in the studio recording, for whatever reason, a remake of a Donna Summer / Barbara Streisand duet entitled No More Tears. Here's a clip of J-Lo trying desperately to hit the right note in the studio. This isn't that funny, but I just love hearing people screw up because I do it all the time.
Whoa, I'm sorry, everybody. That hurt me too. I'd always dream that fine. Sorry. That sounded so fucking crazy.
There you go. Just goes to show there's a lot going on behind the scenes making those hit records. Don't always sound too pretty, does it? Anyway, check this next clip out. This has got to be the criminal of the week.
An elderly couple from Long Island under arrest for tampering with boxes of Jell-O pudding. Alexander and Christine Clement of Northport are accused of buying pudding mix, replacing the packets inside with a sand and salt mixture. It's been called an aquarium type sand, and then returning them for a refund. The mixes came from four Long Island stores. Police say it does not appear that the couple wanted to hurt anyone. They just wanted to get the pudding without having to pay for it.
Yeah, I gotta love it. Free pudding, everybody. Free pudding. That's it for today. We'll catch y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Shut up!